You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
The Free Trade Agreement, or the Association Agreement, the European Union is promoting with two of the four countries member of the Andean Community of Nations, risks the continuity of this bloc, but it also represents a threat to access to medication and health of the Andean peoples. This is what the group of organizations of Europe and Andean countries' civil society, joined in the Can-European Union Alliance, stated publicly. The organizations establish a difference between CAN as an economic project and its process of integration of Bolivia, Ecuador, Peru and Colombia. Peru and Colombia are currently negotiating with the European Union to obtain a free trade agreement, in spite of the opposition carried out by Bolivia and Ecuador, which decided to step aside in the negotiations. The organizations highlight that one of the crucial issues in the negotiations has been precisely the chapter on intellectual property. Years ago, the acceptance of protection was forced after the Andean Tribunal of Justice decided that such protection was against the laws in force. This was one of the reasons why Venezuela left CAN. The previous year, to comply with Peru commitments with the US, there were confusing modifications to the Andean norms on intellectual property, which caused great differences, especially with Bolivia and Ecuador, the statement reads. The threat of the European agenda in terms of access to medicines has not been introduced yet in the negotiations with CAN, although it was present in other agreements like CariForum and makes reference to patents for utility models. These patents, which last 10 years, have been provided only to mechanical innovations on products and are banned for procedures and things excluded from invention patent protection. The text of the agreement European Union CariForum extends the application of these patents to any product or process of any technological sphere, with the condition that this is new, that implies a certain degree of non-obviousness, and that can be applied industrially. Such proposal, according to the organizations, could include patents for second uses, to trivial development, or even to combine two or more medicines. The European Union aims at extending data protection of medicines up to 11 years, during which there will not exist generic medicines. Today, data protection with exclusiveness only exists in Peru and Colombia, but is limited to 5 years for medicines. Bear in mind that generic medicines in the region are worth 4 times less than the international brand products on average, and in some cases they cost even 35 times less, the statement explains. In addition, they make reference to a resolution adopted in May 2008 by the World Health Assembly, the Global Strategy and Action Plan on Innovation, Public Health and Intellectual Property, according to which the incentive model for the sanitary innovation in force, based on patents and the perspective of high prices of monopoly, is not beneficial for developing countries, where 80% of the world population lives. It's not beneficial because it does not translate to medicines for unattended diseases, like malaria, tuberculosis, and because the new medicines for diseases that also affect developing countries are of high prices, unaffordable for sick people and health systems. The Andean and European organizations conclude expressing their rejection to a negotiation of health in exchange of trade benefits, as health was not a fundamental right but a tradable good.
You're listening to Real World News.